And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 508.5, up 1 on the open. September, 522 unchanged. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 525, up 4.25 on the open. September, 537, up 1.5. December, 548, up 1 on the open. July corn opened at 387, up 0.25 on the open. September, 389, down 0.25. December, 385, up 2. March, 395.75, up 2.25. May, 404, up 2.75. July, 408.5, up 2.5. December, 399, up 0.5 on the open. July beans opened at 817.5, unchanged on the open. August, 824, down 3/4. September, 832, down 0.5. November, 847.25, unchanged. January, 856.5, up 0.5. March, 861, up 0.5. May, 862, up 1. July, 872, up 1.25 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 221.70, up 30 on the open. August, 223.50, up 110. July soybean oil opened at 35.77, down 4 on the open. August, 36.10, up 3. At the Merck August feeders, opened at 110.50, up 25 on the open. September, 110.05, down 2.5. October, 109.80, down 10. November, 109.50, up 27.5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 90.70, down 10 on the open. August, 90.55, down 12.5. October, 94.25, down 7.5. December, 95.30, down 17.5 on the open. June lean hogs opened at 74.45, down 42.5 on the open. July, 75.15, unchanged. August, 74.35, down 15. October, 67.80, down 25 on the open. And July bellies open at 98.65, down 5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current range of trading in Kansas City. Wheat trading anywhere from down 2.75 to up 1. At the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat trading anywhere from up 2.5 to up 4.5. Corn trading anywhere from down 3/4 to up 1.5. And soybeans now trading anywhere from unchanged to down 2.5. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a phone call at 217-333-0853 and let us know how we are doing on our agricultural programming. And AM 580 also has podcasts available for your use of this show as well as most of our other on-air programming. You can go to our website, willag.org, and click on the red podcasting link in the right navigation window. It will take you to instructions on how to sign up for this broadcast, as well as our pre-opening commodity market report, our closing market report, and our flagship show that airs every Saturday, Commodity Week. Taking a look at Mike Sola's two-state forecast today, he says, in the south, mostly sunny, elsewhere partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms most numerous in eastern Illinois and northern and central Indiana, highs ranging from 66 in northern sections to 80 degrees in far southern Indiana. Tonight, in northern sections and central Indiana, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, elsewhere partly cloudy, lows ranging from 48 degrees in northern Indiana to 60 degrees in the far south. Then tomorrow, In eastern Indiana, mostly cloudy, elsewhere partly sunny. Widely scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, most numerous in eastern Indiana. Highs ranging from 63 near Lake Michigan to around 80 degrees in southern Illinois. Today, wind speeds of 10 to 20 miles per hour, a few gusts to 25 miles per hour. The minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging between 40% in the south to 85% in northern Indiana. Dew point temperatures will range from 55 and 65 degrees tomorrow. Wind speeds will peak at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Minimum relative humidity levels during the afternoon will range from 40 in the far south to 55% in the north.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for filling in on a quick substitution basis. Much appreciated.
You bet, anytime.
Soybeans, overnight new contract highs, but no follow-through, at least thus far this morning on the board. What do you make of it?
Well, partially could be the fact that some of these markets in the past 2 weeks, Dave, we've seen the overnight trade in the beans, especially in the day trade, not really match up that well. And it's causing a lot of grief for the technicians out there and the short-term moving average traders, the short-term stochastics and RSI traders. More fundamentally, it seems that the trade is probably backing off the idea that that ridge, that dome of high pressure over the eastern corn belt is going to maintain itself. Not very many private weather forecasters have talked about that this morning so far, thinking it's going to be pushed out for the next 6 to 10 days at this point. So between that, some profit-taking in the meal, and pretty much then ignoring the fact that the Malaysian palm oil was up overnight pretty sharply again in Asia, those are probably the three major culprits to why the overnight and the day trade really aren't working together so well.
Does this mean that perhaps this week the Novi upside objective of 864, we might not see that?
It's too early to say that, I think. You know, certainly the problem with some of the bean traders up in Chicago, I suspect, is that it's not like corn where the July beans are leading the November. And so the weight of the front end and the big supplies of the front end is showing itself up in some of these people's mindsets. And they're a little timid to go after this bean market unless they have big volume, you know, pushing the market higher. Then they'll kind of jump on there kind of like sucker fish and ride the wave a little bit. But for right now, they're a little bit nervous to do that. It probably takes some serious volume. I suspect that if anything is going to cause it, Dave, it'd probably be this afternoon's crop conditions numbers really dropping dramatically. And then maybe the overnight trade tonight will look pretty similar to what we get tomorrow, because we had a lot of scattered rains over the last week. No one's really sure how much benefit these scattered rains have given the crop, especially when it comes to how high the USDA is starting out already.
Do you believe that December corn futures will stay above 380 this week?
Above 380, that's a hard one. I'm not real good on the short term, especially when you're dealing with weather markets. It would seem to us that if the wheat market wants to continue higher, and we were thinking Friday that it's probably getting a little toppy and we need to cool our jets a little bit, but we did see some Egyptian business and the Ukrainian weather hasn't gotten any better, so wheat still continues to support the corn. I guess as long as the wheat stays up here in this 520, 515 level, there's really no need for the Dease corn to go below 380 by more than a couple 3 cents. Again, we'll see what these crop conditions numbers say. 78% good to excellent is very frustrating for people in north central Indiana and people that haven't gotten rain in eastern Indiana as well.
Well, it's 81% here in Illinois, and at least where we live, it's one of the drier parts of the state at the moment, and talk about frustrations, we have them here as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I talked to a lot of farmers, had some graduation parties over the weekend that had farmer friends there, and it's interesting. Everybody talks about the subsoil moisture being so good up there at the Chicago Board of Trade, but in many instances, the plants just aren't physically big enough to be able to get the roots down to the subsoil moisture any longer because the topsoil is so dry. So it'll be interesting to see when USDA finally catches up to some of these problem areas.
Turn your attention to the Merck, and why is the cattle market struggling so much?
Boy, what a weird overnight trade. You know, we started these overnight livestock meat trades. I couldn't even get the tickers right on the feeders and the hogs. I think it's a basic confusion right now as far as what's trading where, Dave. So
yeah.
I would suspect expect that after the lunchtime, we'll get into more of a rhythm in the meats. But right now, I don't think they're really much into much rhythm at all. I know that the market's a little disappointed probably with the holiday trade, too, as far as the retail sector, and it maybe not being as good as they thought it would be. But, you know, given the break in the gas prices, you'd think they'd be a little bit more forward-looking, thinking that, hey, it'll probably improve now that the gas has come down some.
About 30 seconds left, Mike. What piece of advice do you have for grain producers today?
Well, I think we go back to the mindset that if the weather stays dry, then the upside technicals will give us some upside, you know, potential that maybe we haven't seen in many, many years. And that's where you take it from the unlimited risk sector back to the known risk, and we'll just keep pounding that drum.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You bet, Dave. Have a good day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.